Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Pleased to be joined in studio this weekend by David Gonzalez, who is the Tuolumne County Community Resources Agency Director, and Quincy Yaley, Tuolumne County Community Resources Agency Assistant Director of Development. This weekend show, we're focusing on the general plan update that has been discussed by Tuolumne County leaders over the past several years and is nearing the completion, the finish line over the coming months here. And we're getting an update on where things stand today. And Quincy Yaley, you gave a good overview of the general plan update, a little bit about what it is. Can you kind of go into more details and explain, you know, more specifics, what exactly it is, and even kind of what it's not, what it doesn't entail?
Sure, absolutely. So the general plan is really the constitution for a county or a city, in this case, Tuolumne County. It's required by state law that we actually have a general plan, and state law also dictates some of the mandatory topics that need to be covered in the document. Tuolumne County has gone beyond those mandatory elements and expanded into some unique topics that are really specific to issues in Tuolumne County, such as cultural resources and managed resources, such as our mining and our timber industries. And so some of the topics that are in the general plan include cultural resources, as I said, noise, public safety, parks and recreation, healthy communities, housing, transportation, as well as natural resources. And the general plan includes goals, policies, and implementation programs that address those topics and really will direct future decision makers on how to make decisions adhering to a consistent body of policies and programs. And the general plan, our goal is that it gives flexibility to future decision makers, but that bases that flexibility in a consistent vision. The general plan is different than what we call the zoning code. And so the general plan is, as I said, it's general. It's very broad, and it is a very high-level document. And the zoning code is different in that it tells a property owner what they can or can't do on their specific piece of property. And so the general plan, let's just say if it says your property is commercial, there's a wide variety of uses that can occur on that property just being commercial. But the zoning code tells you exactly what types of commercial uses can occur and how that development should be occurring. And so the zoning code and the general plan are required to be consistent with each other. And so if the general plan says that a project site should be commercial, then the zoning also needs to say that. And sometimes we need to go through a process with property owners to bring those two things into consistency. But one of the main things that the general plan is doing is going through the county. We have about over 4,000 parcels that are the land use designations are being changed truly in order to bring them into consistency with the existing zoning on the project site. So, for example, there might be a piece of property that's a couple acres in size, and it's zoned for a 2-acre minimum residential use. But let's say the general plan right now is a little outdated, and it says it's supposed to be 37 acres in size. And so the general plan update, one of the things it's doing is bringing that land use designation into compliance with the zoning code. So in this case, it would be changing the general plan so that it says, oh, this is a 2-acre minimum property. We need to change the general plan to be consistent with that. So we have a lot of properties that we're doing changes on right now, but the majority of those changes are to reflect the current and existing zoning and the existing uses that are occurring on a project site.
How will people know if their property is going to be changed with the general plan update?
So letters have been sent out. We've sent out over 4,000 letters to these affected property owners to ensure that we don't change people's property rights or their land designations without their knowledge. And we've got some response of those folks in large numbers. Most of them, once they understand, and that's really what we're here to do, is make sure people understand about what it is, they are happy that we're helping them through that process to make sure that land use and zoning is consistent. And the public outreach, we've done this. We've taken phone calls from folks. We tried to make as much as possible with our limited amount of staff, personal outreach to those folks. This is a normal process that occurs with every general plan. I know some folks may not understand that, but it is a monumental task when you have thousands, tens of thousands of parcels to make sure that those land uses are in the zoning line up. A lot of parcels will have split zoning and different designations on them, and trying to make sure the best use of those and make sure that the owner is aided in this process is a very important part of what we're trying to do.
When you get phone calls from property owners, are there kind of common questions that you get or any even misconceptions that you hear?
They want to know how this is going to affect them. And Quincy's smiling to the viewers that can't see folks just, they're confused or a little scared about what this is going to mean to them. And really, it's just put in a very simple explanation to them about what it is, about what we're trying to do. And most of them just want to make sure they can continue doing what they're doing and they're not negatively affected. And I'll let Quincy add to that. She's taken most of those phone calls. But I would say that's the overall premise and overarching theme that we hear.
Another question that we get is will the general plan update affect my taxes? And it will not. It has nothing to do with the assessed value of a piece of property. So if your land is involved in the general plan update, it will not reflect on your tax statement or anything like that. And I would just say, you know, I would just echo what David said is it's truly people say, how does this affect me? And I would say, the majority of the properties that are going through the general plan update, it will have no effect on what you can do on your property. You will have no idea that your general plan has been changed because you're usually already doing what the zoning code allows. As I mentioned earlier, you're already, you might have farming and ranching on your property, or you might have a commercial use on your property. And the general plan is really just kind of going to be updated to support that zoning and that land use that's occurring on the property. So it's in most cases, it's a no impact to the property owner.
We're getting an update on the general plan update on this weekend's Motherlode Views, joined in studio this weekend by Quincy Yaley, the Tuolumne County Community Resources Agency Assistant Director of Development, and also David Gonzalez, Tuolumne County Community Resources Agency Director. Mr. Gonzalez, you know, one thing alluded to it a little bit earlier, but, you know, projects and development, are, you know, the economy right now in Tuolumne County, is there interest, you know, for development right now?
We are really in a good place right now. Obviously, the world economy and our nation is doing quite well. But here in Tuolumne County, I'm finally starting to see that little spark of interest that Quincy had mentioned about the small development projects here. We're in a unique place that we live and work. And that is a challenge for developers to come in. But right now we're hearing interest and on a small scale, which is what we're going to expect. And they're excited about the general plan being adopted. They want to feel confident that their work and their efforts and their amount of monetary input they put into a parcel to bring something to our community that we're asking for comes to fruition. And we are very, very busy at the Community Resource Agency direct office there. And the building permits are steady. The applications in our planning department, which Quincy also has to manage for us, are steadily rising on a very nominal, steady growth. That 0.5% is probably very valid. But it's a good indicator that we should have a couple years of good growth. And that's why we're so driven to try to get this document done for the community and finish it.
The county supervisors have talked a lot about the need for more housing, and you mentioned more housing as well. Do you think there's interest from home builders to start building?
One of the tasks that I've been trying to do is, as well as Quincy, is reach out to builders that will work in conjunction with our local builders and contractors to try to create some, I'll call it employee housing. And we have a shortage. The realtors will make no qualms about it. People that are listing houses will understand that. People are trying to buy the houses also see that there's a shortage. We have an opportunity in some existing areas that are right close to the infrastructure. And we are seeing that interest, and I'm hopeful to see, you know, a modest increase over a long period of time to allow our community to have opportunities for people to start in a smaller home, sell their smaller home and buy and move up, and that creates that flow of housing product that's for a healthy economy that's very, very important to us.
Need to take one more break. We're talking about the Tuolumne County General Plan update on this weekend's Motherlode Views. Joined in the studio this morning by David Gonzalez, Tuolumne County Community Resources Agency Director, as well as Quincy Yaley, Tuolumne County's Resources Agency Assistant Director of Development. I'm BGA Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll return with our final segment in just a minute.